We run into a rest camp, as it might have been Luddianny, by not any means so comfortable. The Earth is a commandant sent a telegraph up the line, 300 mile up, asking for help. A faith, we wanted it, for every soul of the followers ran for dear life as soon as the train stopped. And by the time that telegraph was writ, there wasn't a nigger in the station excepting the telegraph clerk. And he, only because he was held down to his chair by the scruff of his sneaking black neck. Then the day began, with the noise in the carriages and the rattle of the men on the platform falling over, arms and all, as they stood for to answer the company's muster roll before going over to the camp. "'Tisn't for me to say what like the colour was like. Maybe the doctor could have told, if he hadn't dropped on the platform from the door of the carriage where he was taking out the dead. He died with the rest. Some boys had died in the night. We took out 7, and 20 more was sickening as we took them. The women was huddled up, anyways, screaming with fear. Says the commanding officer, whose name I misremember, take the women over to that top of trees yonder, get them out of the camp. 'Tis no place for them. Old Pomelo was sitting on her bed and roll, trying to keep the little Jancy quiet. Go off to the top, says the officer. Go out of the men's way. Be damned if I do, says old Pomelo, and little Jancy squatting by her mother's side squeaks out, be damned if I do too. Thin old Pomelo turns to the woman and she says, are you going to let the boys die while you're picnicking? Yes, sluts, says she. 'Tis whether they want. Come on and help.